13 Days of Halloween, Devil's Night, a production of iHeart 3D Audio, Blumhouse Television, and Grim and Mild from Aaron Mankey. Headphones recommended. Listener discretion advised.
Sorry, boy. I shouldn't have yelled at you. I was just worried is all. But that's no excuse. You're just trying to protect me. And he does look pretty intimidating. Especially that mask. Well, boy, they left without us. I don't know how long it will be to walk back to town. At least we found the road again. What is it, boy? Any other night, I'd say we ask for a ride. But I don't know, Arrow. We should be really careful.
Aren't you cold out here, son? Are you lost?
No. Well, I was out working. We missed our ride back to town.
Bad night to be out all alone. At least that's what they've been saying all over the radio. Though they do tend to exaggerate. Which way are you headed?
To Bradbury.
Well, you're pretty far out. You want a lift?
I don't want to be a bother.
No, it's no bother. Not really. Heading that way anyway. Oh, hey, I get it. It's okay. Not looking to trouble you at all. Just saw you and your dog out here in the field and thought you could use a little help. If you'd rather walk it, I understand. You know the way?
Yeah, yes. I... Thank you. Yes. If it's no trouble, I live just on the other side of town.
We'll be there in no time. Hop on in.
Oh, Arrow, not again. I'm sorry, mister. He's friendly. He's just... protective.
And doing a fine job of it. Not to worry.
Now, Ero.
I bet your parents are worried sick about you.
Yeah, I'm sure they won't be too happy.
Oh, boy. You are shivering like a cartoon dog. Open up that glove box. There should be a blanket in there. I'll crank up the heat.
Thanks. Thank you. It's been a long night.
Well, it'll soon be over. Just let me know when to turn.
Several five. One in a church. Another raging on the outskirts of town. A case of vandalism in the cemetery. What could only be described as an angry mob forming on Main Street. And several people, adults and children, have already been reported.
Yeah, it's important to know what's going on in the outside world, yes. But sometimes we all just need a little break from it, too. So, just straight ahead, then?
Yes. Yeah. Just on the other side of town. But you might want to avoid Main Street.
Can do.
So, do you live in Bradbury?
Nope. Just passing through. But glad I happened by when I did. Oh, look, the circus. Bet that's a madhouse tonight.
I bet. This is me, on the left. The one with the steps to the front door?
Very good. Well, young man, I'm sure this isn't how you planned your night to go. You might have missed the trick-or-treating or Halloween party or what have you. But at least you made it home safely.
Yes, thank you, mister. I really can't thank you enough. And I hope we didn't foul up your night either.
Oh, it's a welcome diversion. Small adventure to break up the monotony.
I don't have much. The bank's supposed to foreclose on our house tomorrow, but I could spare a little.
No, keep it. I wouldn't dream of it. I'm just happy to help.
Okay, Earl. Thank you again. I hope you enjoy the rest of your trip, wherever you're going.
Ah, yes. Could be quite far, who's to say? But maybe I will be back this way again sometime. I'll just wait for you to get in the front door then, okay?
Well, Arrow, we're a little late, but we made it. I hope they're not too mad.
Wrong door, kid.
All points bulletin. Be on the lookout for a 12-year-old boy traveling on foot, accompanied by a white bull terrier. Wanted in connection with several crimes, suspected to be armed and dangerous.
That's him! Get him!
You again.
What you running from, son?
You shouldn't be here, boy. It isn't your place.
Well, look at this. So we meet again.
What a coincidence.
I could have sworn he left us for dead, Tony. That this worm just up and took off. What do you think we should do to him? What do you think we should do? What do you think we should do? What do you think we should do?
What do you think we should do? What do you think we should do?
Oh, I know that look. You're lost again.
Scram, kid. I ain't got no more space for you.
You know how these things go, friend. Everything that sinks must surface. And everything that rises.
Get him! Stop!
What are you doing out here?
You're dead! Got it? Dead!
Run as fast as you can, Max! You'll never make it.
Don't stop. This is the good part.
Are you still there?
I...
Sir, please confirm if you are still on the line, and I can connect to you when ready.
I'm here.
Oh, wonderful. I have to apologize. We've had all kinds of trouble with the exchange this evening. Our repair crews are working overtime to get it all sorted out. I'm glad you're still with us. Now, let's see. It looks like my switchboard may be mislabeled. May I ask where you're calling from?
I don't know. I think I'm lost.
Well, what's the last thing you remember?
I remember falling.
I see. And then what happened?
I don't know. I don't think I made it.
Maybe. Or maybe you're still falling.
Oh? What should I do?
I don't know. But not to worry. I can connect you with someone who does. He'll tell you exactly what to do. In fact, he's been waiting to talk to you for a long time. He has some important things to tell you, Max. Are you ready to hear them?
Wait, I don't think I should...
Hello.
Oh, I...
Please hold. I'll put you right in touch.
All right.
Max. I know you.
I don't know you.
You should.
Why?
I see your life all at once. The past, the future. Like a picture in a book.
What about it?
Do you know what you are, Max? Do you realize what you do? You'll do a favor, and another, and get nothing in return. You'll show mercy to anyone, and they'll bite you in the back. The old ladies at church might say, "Well, what a nice, sweet boy he is." But do you know what everyone really thinks? You're what people call a sucker. A mark. Your whole life. Pathetic. Weak. Not a rat's chalice of respect for yourself. But you're not weak, are you, Max? Not anymore. They don't know it yet. But they will, because you will show them. See this boy now, armed with a weapon of vengeance formed before the birth of Starlight? A sucker no more. Now a man. No, not a man. Now a god with a god's power. From now on, when someone stands in your way, you will not bow your head and step aside. You will go through. You will go through.
But I...
No way out but through. 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 No way out but through.
Max. Max.
What?
I said you made it through.
Through?
Through everything. It is over.
Over? What's over? Where am I?
You are home, Max.
Are we... Is it real?
I would say so.
It was all so confusing.
It has been a long night. But you made it, Max.
It's over. It's finally over. Bezalel, I guess I should thank you.
Oh?
I mean, I know I said I didn't want your help. But maybe it was a good thing that you were here after all. That last part.
You do not have to explain. Who knows? Maybe you really did not need me. But all the same, I am glad I was here. Should you find yourself in trouble again, Max, know you can always call on me. But for now, I think you ought to go see your parents. I am sure they have been worried about you.
Right. Okay. Errol, let's go. Goodbye, Bezalel. Bezalel? Hurley does go like he comes. Out of nowhere. But, I don't know, boy. I think maybe this time he's really gone for good. Okay, boy. Here we go. I hope they're not too mad. No, something's not right. Arrow, something's wrong about this. Mom? Mom, what's wrong?
Is he finally here?
Just go up to your room.
Close the door.
I know that's not a trick-or-treater.
Mom, it wasn't my fault. I was...
Boy!
Not now.
You better get your ass in here.
Just go.
Come on, Arrow.
No, you don't. In here, Max. You'll like it even less if I have to come find you.
Dad.
Where were you?
I'm sorry. We meant to be back here before nightfall.
I asked, where were you?
We missed a ride, and Arrow ran off, and I had to go looking.
I'm not going to ask you again, boy. Where were you?
In the fields. The apple orchard.
Apple orchard?
It's late.
What were you doing way out there?
We've all probably had a long night.
This does not work.
Maybe better to straighten it all out in the morning.
We're getting to the bottom of everything right the fuck now. Tell me, Max. What were you doing clear on the other side of town when you know you were supposed to be home hours ago?
Dear, please, you're scaring him.
Good. He should be scared. You scared the living shit out of us. Now tell me, what was so alluring about the fucking apple orchard in the middle of the night?
You
weren't in the fucking apple orchard.
I was.
All night?
Well, we started there, but...
Oh, you started there. But then you made your way into town.
Uh-huh.
To what? Meet up with your little goblin friends? Terrorize this city?
Dear?
What did you do, Max? Toilet paper a house? Smash a few shop windows? Start a little fire? Something worse? Something that hurt somebody?
No,
please.
Myrna!
I know.
Please, let's just sort this out in the morning.
Myrna, that's enough out of you! Now I'm talking to my son. And he's going to tell me everything that happened, starting from the beginning.
I was in the apple orchard, working.
What?
Mr. Maynard pays kids to go collect apples from his trees. I've been doing it for a little over a month now. And not just there, sometimes other farms, sometimes in town, washing cars, running errands, whatever I can.
Why didn't you tell us?
I didn't want you to be mad. I had to skip school a few times, but I just wanted to help, to save the house. You said the bank is coming tomorrow, or today, I guess. And I know the mortgage is $50. I didn't think I'd have enough. But tonight, I made enough to hold this over. The rest is in my room. So when the bank comes, we can pay them.
Who do you think you are?
I...
This is my house!
Stop!
You come into my house with what? Your donation money? Your charity? You think I can't care for my own family?
Stop it!
You've got a lot to learn, boy. And I'm gonna teach it to you.
Dad, please.
Stop it! Who is that?
What have you done now, boy?
No.
I don't know who the hell you think you are, but if you're from the bank...
That is enough out of you.
No!
Of all the things a boy should fear, you do not even make the list.
Bezalel, no!
You know this man?
You are so insignificant a threat. I did not even consider you. Do you even know what your son is capable of? His power is beyond your comprehension. And what are you? You are nothing.
Why?
Bezalel, stop!
Why?
This boy has faced trials you could not even imagine, slain foes to which you could not stand a chance. And you, a sad, bitter, old man, dare to lay hands on him. Tell me why I should not kill you now.
Please.
No.
Please.
Bezalel, put him down this instant.
He is just like all the others, Max. Ill will.
You might be right, but he's my dad.
His intentions are evil, Max.
But this is my fight, not yours.
He attacked you, Max. It is dangerous for you here alone. But for me, it would be so easy.
No! I made it home. Now it's my turn. Bezalel, this ends now!
Max. Max, who is this man?
Wait! Just wait, Dad!
Max, listen!
No! You come with me.
What do you mean, half an hour? I need someone here now.
Follow me.
Max!
No more words. Just walk.
Here.
I do not understand what you want.
Just stand here.
As you wish.
I get it now. I really do.
What do you get, Max?
You said it already. You exist because of me.
It would seem I do.
In that case, could I make it so you don't exist?
I was just trying to help.
You said that. You've said that all along. And you did help. Sometimes. But now it's time to stop. This is what's going to happen. You are going to stay here and wait. No moving, no disappearing. This is where you live now.
I do not understand.
That's okay. You don't need to understand. Just listen. Will you come here so I can look at your face?
Okay.
All night, everyone sees something different when they look at you. But it really is just a mask.
Max, wait. How will I know if you need me again?
If I want to call on you, I'll know where to find you. But I won't. Come on, Arrow.
Good morning, Bradbury. And we start this All Saints Day broadcast with a couple of corrections. In an effort to bring you information as fast as we were receiving it, we made a few oversights in reporting the events of last night. And for that rare lapse in judgment, this station, and this reporter in particular, owe each and every one of you an apology.
46, 47, 48, 49, 50. There you go. That's all of it.
For this month, kid. But you know we'll be back.
We'll be ready. Arrow will see you out.
On that humble note, we are glad to have made it through the night here at the station, and are hoping that all of you out there in Radio Land are still with us.
Arrow! Come on back, boy! Good dog.
Thirteen Days of Halloween, Devil's Night, starring Carter Rockwood and Clancy Brown. Episode 13, Home, written by Alexander Williams, with additional material by Joe McCormick. Featuring the voices of Travis Burnett, Jenta Sambi-Lasak, Angel Masters, Brian Bickerstaff, Gina Rakiki, Lauren Vogelbaum, Noah Feinberg, Olivia Castano, Jeffrey Kennedy, Joe Hart, Stig Michael Eldred, Clayton Froning, Clayton Ferris, Laura Shine, Raphael Corkill, Eve Gordon, and Vinnie Balbo. Directed by Alexander Williams. Script supervision by Nicholas Tikoski. Casting by Sunday Bowling CSA and Meg Mormon CSA. Production coordinator Wayna Calderon. Production assistants Zoe Shea and Amber Ferris. Animal recording by Ben James. Closing theme by Rose Azerti. LoyaltyFreakMusic.com. Recorded at DG Entertainment in Los Angeles, California. Engineered by Gary Forbes and Jody Abbott. Additional recording by Wally's Hideout in San Francisco, California. Engineered by Chris McGrew. Soundbite Inc. in Atlanta, Georgia. Engineered by Chase Nixon. Studio manager Kathy Roberts. And Burnt Orange Sound in Sarasota, Florida. Engineered by Matt DeSeer. Executive producers Aaron Mankey, Noah Feinberg, Chris Dickey, Matt Frederick, and Alexander Williams. Supervising producers Trevor Young and Josh Thane. Producers Jesse Funk and Rima Ilkayali. 13 Days of Halloween was created by Matt Frederick and Alexander Williams and is a production of iHeart 3D Audio, Blumhouse Television, and Grim and Mild from Aaron Mankey. Learn more about the show at grimandmild.com/13days and find more podcasts from iHeartRadio by visiting the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.